Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're talking about the trade spat between the U.S. and Canada. And joining us live this morning is Steve Richardson, the general manager of Niagara Duty Free. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what kind of an impact is this having on your business?
Well, it's a little early to tell. Sometimes the plans of travel change a little bit later than the news. Takes a little time to digest and flesh out the existing plans versus the future plans. So right now, we're not seeing anything in the sense of tangible changes. Our belief is that the future will hold, more of a question mark than the present.
Is it just strange to hear of trade war or even war of words when you're talking U.S. and Canada, you know, given what you deal with every day, seeing people from both countries pass through our shared border?
Well, no doubt. This is strange times from a Canadian point of view where we live and how we view things. There's no question that, the average Canadian, especially at the border where of course, I live and, most of the people in this region live, we have interaction back and forth with Americans and Canadians and brothers and sisters. There's no doubt we've, as Canadians, we've stood beside the U.S. in many times for many years, and we don't view any type of negative thoughts towards our brothers and sisters across the border. But right now, unfortunately, from a Canadian point of view, the face of the United States is Donald Trump, and that has changed, the viewpoint of a lot of Canadians on what they see in the future and what concerns they have.
Well, with these new tariffs, what do you think that would mean for all the cross-border shopping that's done, not just at duty-free, but, back and forth along the border?
Yeah, well, the concern, right now we have kind of one tariff on the steel, but there's going to be some repercussions coming from Canada, and I think they're going to calculate equivalently what the difference is now between the tariffs that are being imposed on the steel, and they'll be, we will be implementing something as well. So, knowing how things have happened over the last year and reaction. Airy politics, I worry about that being the start of something greater than it is existing. So Canadians are they're a quiet, patriotic people as opposed to, kind of loud and verbose about it. But every Canadian's aware of what's happening right now, and they will change their habits. There's a lot of cross-border shopping, and there's a migration of Canadians down to the U.S. in the winter. And I think that's going to have if this continues, it's going to have quite a deep impact, not only on, the United States, but on us as well.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear you say that, because in my mind, when you hear kind of the back and forth, I don't really see it impacting that many people who live near the border, who travel back and forth for leisure. But you're saying for Canadians, it might have an impact for those who spend quite a bit of time in whether it's the Buffalo area or just the U.S. in general.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, what's happening now is resonating with the average Canadian. I think, one of the things that I've been kind of saying in the last kind of year and a half was that we always have had difficulty explaining, what makes Canadians unique compared to Americans. Like, we're so close in how we look at things and how we react. And, some people might say it's poutine or Eskimos or, igloos or whatever. But, one of the things that struck me, before the election even took place was the percentage of Canadians who viewed the, your current president as being the right choice was very small compared to what it is. It's not half and half in our country. We almost united Canadians weren't in agreement with a lot of the policies and the behavior. And so that really resonates with our core values. And now those core values are being challenged somewhat in a direct, confrontation, whether it's verbally or by tariffs. And the average Canadian will react in their own way. And what do they have power over? How they consume, I guess.
You know, hearing you just say that, I'm wondering what bothers Canadians more. Is it the tariffs themselves, or is it the words?
There's an awareness of the tariffs, and that certainly bothers us, and the words that are associated with that as far as being a security threat, which, certainly the average Canadian shakes their head over that. And we understand that your president doesn't necessarily speak for every citizen, and we know that there's controversy in your own country on that, but he, to some degree, is the face of the United States right now, and when those comments come out from the person who's at the very top of the political chain, I mean, it's concerning.
Are you hearing any talk of a boycott?
I wouldn't say I've had conversations where I see that, but there's certainly a lot of information going around on social media on how to boycott, whether it's products. So if you kind of go into Facebook, you're seeing a tremendous amount of posts that are identifying products that are from the United States that, you should switch from this ketchup to that ketchup. They're all small things, but if you're sitting there and you're frustrated and you're up north and you can't feel like you can't do anything and you're reaching on the shelf between French's ketchup and Heinz, then, you might reach for French's as opposed to Heinz based on that, that post. We know how strong social media can be.
Well, Steve, we appreciate the time. That's Steve Richardson, the general manager of Niagara Duty Free, talking a little bit about how Canadians are viewing this war of words and maybe even trade war, you could call it, between the U.S. and Canada.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.